Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Weiger with you. The family of the 24-year-old lieutenant who died in the Exercise Talisman Sabre helicopter crash have slammed the Queensland coroner for poor communication in the investigation. Our reporter Archie Milligan has the details.
Max Nugent's body was never recovered from the watery gravesite off the Queensland coast. However, the remains that were are pending months of DNA analysis in Victoria due to Queensland not having a facility to do so. Max's father, Daniel, told the inquiry the bureaucracy of not providing a death certificate was cruel. Without that certificate, they can't execute Max's will or access his superannuation.
Police are investigating after a 70-year-old Gumloo woman died in a two-vehicle collision in Inkerman. Two cars collided on the Bruce Highway near Wallace Road at around 1:20 p.m. yesterday. The Gumloo woman, who was driving a Hyundai i30, was sadly pronounced deceased at the scene, while the driver of a Honda HR-V, a 61-year-old airwoman, was airlifted to Townsville Hospital. Any witnesses or those with dashcam footage are being asked to contact police. The Catters Australian Party's seat of Thurringower needs a new candidate. It follows Clinton Hawke's decision to step aside in the interest of the party. The electorate of Thurringower is a target seat in the upcoming state election, according to the KAP. And all Bonza flights to and from Townsville have been cancelled as the company announced yesterday it had gone into voluntary administration. Taking a look at local sport, North Queensland Cowboys debut Viliami Vialia has been named to replace Tom Chester in Round 9's 4X Derby showdown against the Dolphins. The 21-year-old Cowboys debutant has previously played 17 games for the New Zealand Warriors over the course of three seasons. Meantime, Helam Lukey will make a return after recovering from ankle surgery. All the action gets underway at 7:35 p.m. on Saturday at Queensland Country Bank Stadium.